having established that a primary factor, or perhaps the primary factor in Bikur Chaylim, is in order that one who visits a Chayla should be mispal lov. So the degree to which we find that there are more rules that one who has been mevakeh Chayla and is not mispal, is not daven for the welfare of the Chayla, like here mitzvah zu, he has not properly fulfilled the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylim. One can ask, if that's true, so why does one have to go to the Chayla to be mispal? Why can't one stay within the confines of one's own home? One is aware that somebody is sick, the person going to visit him, and instead of going to visit him, just be mispal from within one's own home. What do you need the whole trip for? What do you have to go visit him for? Now, the Rishonim don't say directly exactly what the reason is, but we can glean from what they say two very clear reasons why there's a benefit in going directly to the Chayla, being mispal over there. So, one benefit, straight off, is something we learned in this week's parasha, that Chazal teach us that the Shechina is nimsa l'mal min ha'shoysav shel Chayla. The Shechina is by a Chayla, Hashem is then all eretz tavoi, says in the Pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu sits there and supports the Chayla to help him out. The Shechina presence is right there. That being the case, when someone's mispal, and there are nafkimis la'alocha about this, we'll get to it at a later point, but the fact that the Shechina is right there allows one to talk face-to-face, so to speak, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. One's tefillos don't have to use any intermediaries, they don't need any further assistance. One is directly encountering the Kadosh Baruch Hu when one sits by a Chayla. That being the case, there's a far greater chance of one's tefillos being accepted, just like we find other places, you daven in a place which is miyuchad for tefillah by the Kaisel, but other places which are more Kaddish, there's a greater chance of being a Skabel. Kol Shekein, when someone's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, one has a greater chance of his tefillos being heard and being accepted, and therefore one has a great benefit by davening by the Chayla directly. However, there's another benefit as well. This is actually in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, or the Gemara actually says, that one should not visit a Chayla within the first 3 hours of the day or the last 3 hours of the day. Ideally, one should not visit during those hours. What is the reason for that? So the Rambam says, because during those hours, generally the doctors are there, they're busy, one shouldn't barge in when the doctors are taking care of the Chayla. However, the Tam, which is explained in the Shulchan Aruch, the reason given is that during the first 3 hours of the day, a Chayla generally looks to have more strength than he really does. He just woke up, he's feeling a little more fresh, he'll look better than he actually feels. On the contrary, at the end of the day, a chayla is usually more shvach. He looks pretty much down and out, and someone who walks in might think he's in far worse condition than he's in. Says the Shulchan Aruch that the reason, if someone sees the chayla in the beginning of the day, he'll think, hey, this guy looks pretty good. He looks like he's in pretty good shape, and he won't be mispal karoy. At the end of the day, he sees the guy in such bad shape, he'll say, no, this guy, you know, he can mispal, but it's really not going to work too well. He's already done with. But that being the case, the tefillah will be affected by how one views the chayla. It seems that part of the reason to be there by the Chayla is directly to get a picture. You know, we hear a lot of times in the news, you hear someone sick, here, the story is an earthquake, and 1,000 people get killed. It's something which we hear, but it's not very tangible. When you see one person who's sick in front of your face, something real, something tangible, it's a whole different, takes on a whole different meaning. And that being the case, when you hear your friend is sick, you know, it's one thing. When you see it firsthand, it's tefillos take on a whole new life. It's a whole different type of tefillah. And that being the case, perhaps it's also a pshat. Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you come to a Chayla, and you see that it's not a good time to come in. You come to the hospital. You come to the hospital, and it's not a good time to come in. The doctors say, the Chayla is sleeping, don't go into the room, don't disturb. So Shulchan Aruch says that when one is in the vicinity, one can make inquiries, you can ask the family, is there anything I can do to help, and so on and so forth. You can't go in, you can't disturb. Right? So now you're not going directly to the Chayla. Even so, says the Shulchan Aruch, one should take the opportunity to stand outside, the Beis HaChitza, and stand outside and mispal over there. Now the benefit of having the Shechina, seemingly the Chayla you won't have if you're in a different room. But if you're coming to get a first-hand acquaintance of what's going on, you know, once you're in the general, you're in the hospital, you're in the area, you get more of a feel for it, there too, tefillos take on a greater life, and there would be a prime time to be mispal, as opposed to having one's own house.